You're listening to SBS News.
A Hungarian court has sentenced four men from Afghanistan and Bulgaria after they abandoned a freezer truck containing the bodies of 71 migrants and refugees beside an Austrian motorway in 2015. The dead men, women and children were from Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan. Europe's mass migration crisis peaked in 2015 and the defendants had stepped up their people smuggling operation to maximise profits. The court heard they were taking up to 100 people a day from Hungary to Austria or Germany, mostly along the M1 motorway connecting Budapest with Vienna. The group that died was being transported to Germany in the unventilated truck, whose doors could not be opened from the inside. Judge Yashnos Yadi says the jailed men showed extreme cruelty.
A szállított személyek már az utazás kezdetén tapasztalták az említett körülményeket.
The people inside the truck soon suffered due to the conditions, and as time passed, they realized that they may suffocate to death. So they banged on the doors, screamed and shouted, trying to signal to the driver. Within 2 or 3 hours, up to 5 hours at most from the time the doors were shut, all of the people inside had died.
The sentencing comes as Italy's decision to shut its ports to a rescue vessel loaded with 629 migrants continues to draw criticism from other European countries. The boat, the Aquarius, now accompanied by two Italian vessels, is making its way across the Mediterranean to Spain after Malta, then Italy, refused to let it dock at their ports. Earlier this week, French President Emmanuel Macron said Italy's move to block the ship from its ports was an act of cynicism and irresponsibility. Italy's new economy minister then cancelled a meeting with his French counterpart in Paris on Wednesday as a result of the dispute. But Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says he believes the dispute has been resolved after a phone conversation with Mr. Macron.
We agreed on the necessity to cooperate closely together, Italy, France, but also involving all European countries, because the question of migration cannot be delayed and the solutions cannot be handled only by Italy.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says the European Union can expect more such incidents in the coming weeks as long as it remains divided on its policies.
As a European, I feel ashamed that there is a boat roaming around the sea, or there was a boat roaming around, there still is a boat roaming around the sea that doesn't have a port where to go to, although now hopefully there is one. I think we cannot do that. And you ask about the divisions worry me greatly, because until you have those divisions, you will not have a solution. You still have boats, and we will have more Aquarius happening in the next few weeks. And this is profoundly shameful for Europe.
Under the EU, asylum laws currently the subject of revision amid a major political dispute. Migrants must apply for asylum in the country that they first enter Europe. In practice, that has placed a heavy burden on Italy and Greece, where hundreds of thousands of people have entered in recent years. The new populist government in Italy has called for other European countries to take more of the migrants and refugees. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling for a truly common European approach to the issue.
Italy has the feeling that it is not receiving sufficient solidarity from Europe, because Italy has received many refugees, and that is one of our problems. And that is why we have also spoken in this broad framework about what agreements can be achieved. And we must respond to the needs of everyone in the European Union.
More than 1.8 million migrants have arrived in Europe since 2014. Italy is now sheltering more than 170,000 asylum seekers, as well as an estimated 500,000 unregistered migrants. A European Union summit is due to discuss the bloc's asylum rules at the end of the month. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.